You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins. Today I'm speaking with Justin McVeigh, wildlife biologist with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. Justin, thank you so much for sitting down with me today.
Certainly.
Well, to get started, will you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role with the Resources Commission?
Sure. So my name is Justin McVeigh, and I am the district biologist for the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. So the Resources Commission divides the state up into 9 districts, and the western 12 counties is District 9. And so I'm the biologist for all those counties. Basically, my job is providing technical guidance to folks, whether that be on what to do with their land to make it more attractive for wildlife, to help folks if they're having issues with nuisance wildlife. I do monitoring for diseases. I am the elk biologist for the area, so I've got a lot of different hats that I wear.
Can you tell us more about what the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission does in general?
Sure. So the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission is the state agency that is responsible for the conservation of North Carolina wildlife. So we are over, you know, all the native wildlife and animals that you see, bears, deer, salamanders, frogs, you know, this wildlife. We're the organization that manages and conserves those species.
We have had multiple listeners and community members approach the news team with bear stories this year. Some of them are funny, of course. Some of them are a little frightening. So in your work and from your perspective, what are local bears up to this year?
It's no different than normal. Just about every year, I personally get about 500 phone calls from folks that are concerned, worried, scared about bears being in the area. The most common complaint that I have is, you know, I'm living in Asheville or Black Mountain, and I have a bear on my property. It's getting into my trash cans or bird feeders. I'm scared that it's going to attack my children or my pets. And I want that bear relocated. So a big part of my job is just kind of to educate the public and let them know about black bears and how to coexist with those black bears.
Would you share some of those pointers with us?
Sure. So, you know, my little spiel that I give on the phone when I'm talking to folks is the good thing about black bears is that they're not grizzly bears. They're not looking to attack us. They're not really an aggressive bear. They are just looking for an easy source of food. And in our area, that's always going to be garbage cans and bird feeders. What has happened over the years, we've had an increase in the bear population. We've had an increase in the human population. And whether intentionally or unintentionally, people are feeding bears. And when they feed those bears start becoming acclimated to us, they're used to us. They don't mind being around us. They're very adaptable, and they become comfortable living in our neighborhood. What that translates into is, you know, having a bear on your porch, messing with your grill, going after your trash can every day, and you know, basically just kind of scaring folks. excuse me. The first piece of advice that we give is to never feed or approach bears. As I mentioned, sometimes people are intentionally feeding bears. They like to throw some food out, take pictures, put it on Facebook. And then sometimes they're unintentionally feeding those bears with trash cans, bird feeders, pet food, et cetera. So make sure you've got all those kind of attractants put up so that the bears can't get to them. Generally, you know, if we don't have that food source to attract the bears, then we don't get those bears acclimated to us. We're still going to have bears in the area if we live in bear country. But without those attractants, those bears aren't going to become used to being around us, and they shouldn't approach us as closely as they do now.
So people can do their part preemptively to try to avoid bear encounters and by not leaving things for them to eat.
Absolutely. This is really a community-wide effort that everybody has to be on board and everybody has to be following all the rules. We have a website, bearwise.org, that lists the 6 Bear Wise basics. The first one, again, never feed or approach bears. The second one, secure food, garbage, and recycling. Three, remove those bird feeders when the bears are out and active. Four is never leave the food out. Five, clean and store grills. And six, let your neighbors know. If you're seeing a bear in the area, let the neighbors know so they can make sure their dogs are on a leash or, you know, they've got everything put away and they don't get scared accidentally by, you know, going around a corner and seeing a bear.
So what is it about this time of year that increases the likelihood of seeing a bear?
Well, so this time of year is actually not the busiest time for bear activity. Generally, most of my phone calls happen in May, and that's a time that, you know, bears have come out of hibernation or their dens around March and early April. They kind of eat all the natural food sources around that time, and the berries and other natural food sources haven't started producing for the summer. So there's that little lull. And during that little lull, when there's not a lot of natural food, well, the bears are just being bears. They're looking for food, and so they're moving around more, and people see bears more, and so, you know, there are more phone calls to me, you know, concerning bears.
Right.
This time of year, we typically, you know, we have acorns that have dropped and hit the ground, and, you know, the nuisance bear calls and complaints, it's directly affected by how many acorns we have. If we have a year that there's a ton of acorns around, well, the bears don't have to move as much, and they don't move as much. They don't bother people. They don't go after that trash cans, those trash cans. When we have years where there's not a lot of acorns, and the bears are they're hungry. They're trying to, you know, pack on that fat for the winter, and so they tend to kind of go towards people's houses a little bit more.
What else do bears like to eat aside from acorns?
Bears are they're omnivores, and they eat just about anything. So during the summer, they're going to eat blackberries, blueberries, things like that. They will eat, you know, carrion or roadkill, seeds, insects, acorns. I mean, you name it, they're going to eat it. A particular attractant for bears is that bird seed. It's really high in fat, and it's just a great way for a bear to quickly pack on the pounds for the winter.
Would you consider the bear population in this area healthy and happy?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't get any more happy than having, 80,000 trash cans at your disposal.
Maybe not the healthiest thing to be eating, though.
It's not healthy. It's more the fast food, kind of thing, as opposed to the natural organic diet that we found that bears have.
That's right. Well, one more thing, because many of our listeners are active in the outdoors community. You know, it's one thing to prepare your home or even your campsite to make sure that it's not attractive to a bear. But if you're out in the woods and you run into one by accident, what do you suggest someone do?
Well, the first thing you do is don't approach the bear. So if you're walking, jogging, hiking in the woods, you see a bear, you immediately stop. Most of the time, bears don't want to have anything to do with you. They realize that you're not a food source, and they're going to run on. So you stand your ground, make noise, raise your hands above your head, scream and yell. Generally, that's enough to make that bear go the other way. If for some reason that bear is standing its ground and not wanting to leave, there may be a food source that that bear is protecting. So at that point, if that bear's not leaving, then you just slowly back away from the bear. Don't turn and run. Don't climb a tree. Those things aren't going to help you. You're out. You know, the likelihood of a bear attack is very, very, very small. But, you know, if you keep approaching that bear, you're going to increase your chance of a negative interaction.
Is there anything else that you think our listeners should know about bears?
Yeah, there's no reason that we can't coexist with bears. The great thing about black bears, like I said, is they're not grizzlies. They see us as, you know, number one in the pecking order. We just have to do some things to peacefully coexist, and removing those attractors like garbage cans and bird feeders is the top thing. Folks should go to that website I referenced earlier, bearwise.org. there's a lot of great information on there on what to do when you're hiking and camping. There's information on there on how to retrofit your trash can to make it more bear resistant by adding some latches. There's a lot of great information on bears. It's also got some local contacts for North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission and who you can contact if you're having bear issues that the website isn't answering or you're concerned. You can get in contact with us through that website.
Excellent. And it also sounds like if people want to make their property more accessible to wildlife, if they maybe don't live in the city, you're also a resource for that.
Absolutely. So, you know, like I mentioned, you know, the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission, you know, mission is to conserve wildlife. And so we'd like to have wildlife in where it's appropriate. And so if somebody would, you know, like to see more deer on the property or want more birds, feel free to contact us and we can definitely assist with that.
Excellent. Well, Justin, thank you so much. This has been really helpful today, and we appreciate your time.
Certainly.